Time to do a show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Wow, what a long week it's been. Okay, now I haven't actually had to do a full work week. I've only been here since Wednesday, but what a long week it has been. It is the Joe and Alex Show. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Everything online, like our blogs, our podcast, everything, just go to joeandalexshow.com. And of course, you're more than welcome to call into the show. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We have got so much going on today. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to get into the garbage. Alex will tell us what's coming up. Also, the Friday fun fact. This one involves flames. I'm so excited. Listen, I know you don't really like my fun fact from last week. You were kind of grossed out by it. But this one, I promised you, you're going to love it, ladies. You're going to love it. We're going to talk about Florida Man today. That was all over the place. Freak Show Friday. We'll get into that, find out what's happening with Ellie, what she's enjoying. Very interesting. And Bonnaroo. We've got a little music battle going on today for you to get a two-pack of tickets and camping gear. That's the grand prize you're going to get qualified for. And just for getting qualified, we'll give you a digital download of an artist that is playing at Bonnaroo. Also want to give you an update about how things went last night with couples therapy and so much more. Even your dummy of the day, it's all coming up. This morning, though, let me go around the room and introduce everybody. Got Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Good morning.
Morning. I'm so excited. Tonight, I am going to go see Jordan Peele's Us movie.
I heard it's really good from people that have seen it early.
Well, I'm hoping it is because I just feel like the number one thing for me is that I'm always disappointed by scary movies. They're either not good or they're not scary enough. So I'm hoping this is good because Get Out was amazing.
I heard this is less scary. Like, they're saying it's scarier watching the preview, but it's very good.
Okay,
if that makes sense. And that's only from two people.
That's already a little disappointing. We'll see.
You really want to be scared? That's what you're looking for?
Yes. Okay. It's a scary movie. That's why I'm going to see it.
I mean, Get Out was freaking awesome.
Yeah, so I'll let you know on Monday if it was good or not, but.
All right, guys, what time are we, us three, going to the movie that we have planned out? What time's that at?
8.
Oh, 8 o'clock, okay. Right. When are you going, Alex?
I actually don't know.
No, I'm going to go see Kelly Clarkson tonight. I'm going to a show, so.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's fun.
Listen, when you go to marriage counseling, sometimes you go to shows your wife wants to go to.
That's right.
We'll talk about that later. What's going on with you, Liv?
I watched basketball from noon yesterday until literally I went to sleep.
Ew.
I was watching basketball all day long. It was some craziness, some madness. Haha, get it, March Madness. But I watched my alma mater, Louisville, lose, which was very heartbreaking, very hard. But I am exhausted. I think it is a sport to watch every game in the NCAA tournament. And I played that sport yesterday, and I am sore today. I am exhausted.
You're such an athlete. Is there anything you can't do?
No, you know what? There really is not. No, I'm just kidding.
Joe, who do you think made better picks yesterday, me or Liv?
Well, I'm assuming you, because you're bringing it up. I don't think, who do you think made better picks? I sucked.
Like, who do you think got the most right? Like,
I'm assuming you.
We're literally tied. I
didn't. All I asked Joe is, who do you think has more?
He is so irritating sometimes.
We are tied.
Are you just now noticing this? That's cute. Honestly, like, I sometimes think you two are like little brothers and sisters. Like, I'm not touching
anything,
you. He's touching
he's
me.
He's like the little brother. He's like, I know about sports. And I'm like,
no,
okay,
it just upsets
Chuck.
Me that you all think,
oh
like,
my gosh.
You always say, like, you're the only one on the show that
poor
has a
Chuck.
Degree.
I might.
Like, hey, I do too.
Poor Chuck. We do do that. They do do that. I don't know why they do that. That's not
and
on me.
And it's the same thing with the sports. Like, hey,
because
Liv is
Chuck,
the sports expert.
I just know more about current sports, and it's okay. Like, I don't understand why
you'll
you get
see,
so
see. My
upset.
Bracket is going to be better than
brackets
yours.
Brackets have nothing to
oh
do
gosh.
With it because
so
you're
I'm
literally
just...
guessing upset. I can't.
Oh my gosh. I already won the sports trivia contest. Like,
I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't we do some kind of quiz, like a sport
and
off,
it was,
and he
none
won?
Of that, none of that was about current sports going on right now. It was. It had nothing to
all
do
right,
with
all right,
the NBA
listen,
right
listen,
now.
Stop, stop,
the
stop.
The ranks right now.
Please stop. Please. Not because you're a woman and I'm trying to be a man cutting you off. Let's do this. I will work on it. Monday on the show, I will try to have most current sports possible. I will,
right, like, I don't want, like, oh, what is the, like, Toronto Raptors arena called? Like, I want, like, actual, like, who right now is the first, who right now is the first in the East for the NBA? Tell me that. Who right now, who's the first in the East for the NBA?
Let's see. I don't know.
Who's second?
I don't like basketball.
You blew it!
Thank
okay.
you.
Who's first in hockey?
Who's first in
yeah.
hockey?
Who's first in the NHL in the East?
In the East, I'm going to mm-hmm. guess probably not Blackhawks. I'm probably going to guess Boston.
No, not the Celtics.
Did
Bruins.
You just say not the Celtics?
What
Bruins.
If I actually
not
know the
Celtics?
Most about
I know.
Sports?
That would be the greatest
oh
thing. You're like
God.
The dark horse.
And then
hey,
he goes,
hey, hey,
I just,
guys, oh. let's. We'll do this Monday. I don't know the time yet, but I will come together and we will go until somebody looks like a total idiot, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have to accept it, but I will try to make it the most up-to-date things possible. In 1972, no, it'll be the past 10 or 15 years, okay? So that'll be
no,
happening.
Or how about what's going on right now? Like these past
calm down, breathe. Okay. I want you to breathe.
I mean, you also have to remember Porkchop's got almost 10 years on me.
Wow. Man, she
Wait,
was really
not that much.
Okay.
Like, I just turned 30.
Okay, and I'm 24, so 6.
Okay, now we're going to have a math competition
really?
And see how
you
two nerds
older.
Do.
No!
You seem it.
Oh!
Okay, stop. Stop. This is getting bad. All right, cool. So, yeah, we got all that coming up this morning. My day yesterday was pretty cool. It wrapped up with couples therapy for the first time, me and my wife, Lindsay. I'm going to talk about that coming up just after 8 o'clock today, and we'll let you know how that went. There's actually a poll up right now on our Instagram, if you get to it quick enough. You can vote by our reaction coming out of therapy if you think we're going to stay married or maybe divorce is the option we're pursuing.
Ooh, juicy.
So it's interesting to see, because you can always swipe up and see who voted. I'm like, really? Okay, so that person thinks we're getting divorced. Well, they think we're staying together. Okay. That's interesting. Everybody on the show collect divorce, so who knows what that means. But that's what's happening this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, this celebrity is getting heat for making fun of Sam Smith. The estranged wife of this famous person says he's a deadbeat dad, and will Michael Jackson be taken out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Piers Morgan is getting heat for saying that he doesn't like Sam Smith's recent revelation that he's gender non-binary. Here's what he joked about that made people mad.
Sam Smith, the singer, announced he's gender fluid,
who?
Right?
Yeah.
He's announced that he, some, you know, he can't work out if he's male or
really?
Female, whatever.
Well,
so he's
right?
now identifying.
Just,
okay. Well, I'm now identifying as Sam Smith so that I can get his royalties. So this works both ways. I just don't get this. What does he mean? I mean, Sam Smith has millions of fans, right? What are they supposed to think?
Interesting question. Michael Jackson will stay in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame despite recent backlash for the late artist due to the documentary Leaving Neverland. Jackson has 2 slots in the Hall of Fame, and according to reports, they will not be removed or altered in any way. The Hall of Fame says that Michael was recognized for musical excellence and talent, along with having a lasting impact on rock and roll. The estranged wife of attorney Michael Avenatti, who represented Stormy Daniels and now represents R. Kelly's victims, claims he owes more than $2 million in unpaid spousal and child support. Lori Story broke her silence about her husband of 7 years with who she is currently in a bitter divorce with after they separated in 2017. She says the lawyer owes more than $2 million in back spousal and child support and even stopped payments for their 4-year-old son's health care plan. She said Michael was partying with Bill Clinton last week. He regularly hobnobs with celebrities and the wealthy and jets all over the country, but he still refuses to pay support for his 4-year-old son. He's nothing but a deadbeat dad. He's a fraud and a liar. And Roseanne Barr blames former co-star Sarah Gilbert for ABC's cancellation of a Roseanne reboot. Last May, Barr posted what many considered a racist tweet about Obama White House advisor Valerie Jarrett. The network dropped its highest-rated show within hours. Roseanne told the Washington Post that she blames Gilbert, who played her daughter Darlene Conner on the show. She said, "She destroyed the show and my life with that tweet. She will never get enough until she consumes my liver with a fine Chianti." Mm. Coming up in less than an hour, Kylie Jenner explained why she's a self-made billionaire.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I hope you're ready to learn something and have fun while we do it.
You're going to learn today.
All right, the Friday fun fact. Let's talk about some flammable grapes. Back in 2011, a physicist, which is very similar looking to the word psychiatrist, at the University of Sydney went viral after he placed a grape in the microwave. Of course, it had to be a guy, right?
Like, 100% only a guy would do that.
Exactly. He put a grape in the microwave and filmed the fiery aftermath.
Why?
A March 2019 study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences reported that the fruity fireball occurs as the result of loose electrons and ions that cluster together to form plasma when grapes get hot. Now, that sounds boring, but let me tell you right now, with your parents' permission, if you go home, because I've seen videos of this like on YouTube, and you put a grape in a microwave and you fire that bad boy up, it starts to spark. It's so cool. Like, it's the coolest thing I've seen. This person should win a Nobel Prize of some sort.
This sounds dangerous.
Right. Wouldn't it catch your microwave on fire?
Liv, we're going to try it with the work microwave, okay?
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's fine.
Yeah, so pass those grapes over. That's your Friday fun fact on the Joe and Alex Show. Time to learn a lot of important things. The news, of course. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. No surprise here, but it's just like, oh my gosh, how is this possible? Facebook left millions of user passwords readable by its employees for years. Facebook said there's no evidence its employees abused access to this data, but thousands of employees could have searched them. A security blog said 600 million Facebook users may have had their passwords stored in plain text.
Whoa.
Now, Alex, remind us again, what is your password?
Well, it is. No, I'm just kidding.
Chicken nugget.
Yep.
Ketchup only one. Teachers at an elementary school in Indiana were shot with pellet guns during a training exercise.
Gosh. This is so stupid.
I just don't understand. Let me explain here. The local sheriff's department was running an active shooter training drill at a school, which is crazy that they have to do that nowadays, but that's becoming more and more common. That's not the weird part. But the cops directed teachers into a room, four at a time, told them to crouch down, and then shot them execution style with pellets in rapid fire.
That is so weird. That definitely is like abuse, right?
Well, I feel
they're
bad.
They're trying to train them for how to respond to an active shooter.
Well, I hate to tell you this,
but
if a shooter...
shooting them with the pellet gun, if a shooter hits them with the real gun...
you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you train for that?
Or you're not even dead, but it's like you're injured. It's not like you can, like...
right.
Wrap yourself up or, like, anything.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was accidental that it was shot, like it wasn't supposed to be done, but
no,
yeah,
it was all on purpose.
But actually, I don't think they meant to shoot somebody point blank with a BB gun in the back of the head.
Oh, I took it as they did.
Well,
because they were like, this is, you need to know what to expect, which is, the whole thing is so dumb. Exactly what Liv said.
If you get shot in the back of the head, you're not going to have to expect anything. Except, hello, Jesus, how are you? That's not going to be good. So, yeah, that's terrifying. It said teachers were left bloodied and bruised. The incident is now under investigation. So somebody's in trouble. A Texas rancher, got some big kahunas here, decided to test Petco's leashed pets welcome policy. So as long as there's a leash, your pet's allowed to come in there. You can bring a dog, a cat,
whoa,
a lizard, whatever. Well, this Texas rancher brought in a 2,000-pound African Watusi. If you don't know what that is, it's a giant, huge steer.
Whoa.
With like horns that look like fake.
Oh my gosh. Was it alive or dead?
Alive.
They drug it in, Liv.
Well,
yes, it was alive.
I don't know if he was a hunter.
Excuse me, I just wanted to bring him like
2,000 pounds.
Yeah, it is like, what do you think, the Rock came in there or something?
I didn't know if he was like a hunter or something.
Well, their pet policy.
He walked him in with the leash.
Their pet policy doesn't say they have to be alive, so here's my dead skunk.
Right, exactly. I'm
going to walk around here and let it stink the joint up.
I didn't know.
You know, it was alive, but it's crazy. Have you seen?
How do you even get an alive one of those?
Well, he's a farmer or something.
Yeah, he's a rancher.
Oh. Okay.
They have those. Intent. They have those, you know.
You know, on the ranch.
Like the dress, like in Hidden Valley.
All right.
He's a farmer for Hidden Valley.
You'll be able to see that at joeandalexshow.com. A couple more stories here. A couple in England is looking for a nanny willing to dress up as a different Disney princess each month and wear the costume every day.
I'd do it.
I 1,000% would do that.
Wow, okay. And it's going to pay about $53,000 a year.
Nice. That's pretty
good. Yes, $53,000. That ain't bad to dress up. You wouldn't get bored doing that every day, though?
Well, you only have to change it up every month, though.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Oh my
gosh.
No,
I don't think so. I think that would be so much fun. I would be really excited for the Ariel day.
How spoiled are these kids too? Like, not only do they have a nanny, but they're going to have like custom, like, oh, well, today I'm going to be princess, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. These kids are going to like be in some high powered positions and make some awful decisions.
They're going to get nanny college if they want to, right? There's going to be some help with that one.
Yep.
And final one right here. It's interesting. This town's having a big debate about changing their name, and I'll give it to you, and I want to know what you think. We'll kind of make a decision here on the Joe and Alex Show. A group in Dripping Springs, Texas,
yucky,
is trying to change the name of their town. They want to go from Dripping Springs, Texas, to Pound Town, Texas.
No, they do not. That's a joke.
No, they really want to be called Pound Town, P-O-U-N-D, Pound Town. An early settler was named Joseph Pound, so that's why.
Listen, oh, no.
Now, back in the day when I was single, I used to always ask girls, hey, would you like to go to Pound Town?
Ew.
And some wanted to go, some didn't.
Most didn't.
Yeah.
Listen, as a girl that's never been to Pound Town, you don't know how nice of a place it is until you've actually been there. So what do you think between those two names? Should they be Dripping Springs?
They're both awful. I thought you were going to say they wanted to change the first one to something better.
Right.
No.
Like Springfield.
Yeah.
No. Is it going to be Dripping Springs, Texas or Pound Town, Texas?
I definitely think Pound Town is way worse. You're going to get so many tourists just stopping by the like town sign just to take a picture.
But that'll be good for business, though. People will stop at the Pound Town, you know, motel and the Pound Town gas station.
No one is going to be staying at the Pound Town hotel.
I would open a pound cake business there. Pound Town pound cake. That's just
see, look
cool.
It. We're creating entrepreneurs here.
Brothel.
Pound Town brothel.
Yeah. I don't. Why would you open a brothel? What does that even have to do with the story? I'm disgusted by you.
I'm joking.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. Pound Town. That's my vote. It just sounds cool. Pound Town, Texas. Woo! That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. All right. Hey, coming up just after 7 o'clock, it was everywhere yesterday. Florida man. I don't know how this happened. Like crazy stories, but now it's a way that you can actually search with your birthday and see what crazy Florida man story happened on that day. You know we got to do that.
It's epic.
All right, we're going to do that next year on the Joe and Alex Show. Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. We got a lot going on here in the next 30 to 40 minutes. Coming up at 7:30, Freak Show Friday. After that, we got your chance to qualify to get a trip to go to Bonnaroo. It's going to be an awesome concert. 3 days of music. It's all coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Not sure how this came out of nowhere, but have you guys seen this the past 24 hours? The Florida Man game that you can play online?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, your mic was not on. Yeah, you've seen it too, Pork Chop. Now, Florida Man is like a great used to be like Twitter account where you can always see like everything Florida dummy criminal related. And sometimes like recently it's slowed down. So I don't know if they're trying to bring it back, but all you're supposed to do for the Florida Man game, you could do this right now as you're listening to the Joe and Alex Show, is Google Florida Man and then put in your birthday. For example, I did that for mine. My birthday is December 10th, and the one of the headlines from the story was, Florida Man growing marijuana panics, turns himself in after hearing unrelated police activity.
Okay.
So must have got a little high.
Yep.
Heard something going on. I'm like, hey, man, okay, you got me. It's like, wait, what? Who are you?
Did you
what?
Do mine?
Yes, I did. Alex, whose birthday is February 23rd, Florida man charged with death of grandma found in maggot-infested bed.
Ew.
Kind of sounds like you, Alex, like a Murder Monday-esque kind of
oh
a headline.
My gosh, it does.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Aww. All right. Liv, you want me to bring up what I found for you?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
I think this one's perfect for Liv, actually. Liv, your birthday's April 29th. Florida man arrested for kicking swans at lake while practicing karate.
That's great.
I actually love that one.
And that's great. Pork chop, you said you found one for yourself. Your birthday, of course, is October 1st.
Yeah, mine is kind of sad, actually, but it goes along with me.
All right, what did you find?
Florida man accused of shooting cat with a crossbow.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. That is so dark.
I could see you being the dark person that would shoot an animal.
I know. I
what?
Feel like, no, I feel like...
You're literally kidding me.
I don't think you're going to kill an animal. I think you're going to accidentally kill an animal.
What?
With a crossbow.
I can see her trying. She's like, you know, I want to take up some archery. I think, oh my cat!
Yeah, like he's trying to do something new, you know.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I could never kill an. I have issues killing spiders and flies.
No, I totally believe that. You're a total softy, but accidentally.
You know what? Oh, confession. Yeah. I actually did accidentally kill an animal once.
And what?
Wow. That was dead on.
Broke my heart.
What animal?
It was a chipmunk.
Oh.
Did you run over it?
No. It was like really, really far away. And it was just standing there. And I wasn't sure if it was moving or not. So I picked up a stone. And
whoa.
I wanted to see.
Stop.
Why?
This is not good.
Gosh.
And I thought it was going to land like right next to it.
And on the next Murder Monday, Porkchop turns into a psycho killer.
It was just a pebble, he said, as he threw it at the squirrel's head.
I'm literally so sad right now.
I am too. So depressing.
That is
well,
so
you know,
wild.
You gotta learn. I will say, maybe it didn't kill it. Maybe it didn't, but I know it like hit its.
You've got to learn when to self-edit. Really, that's bad. Live the web, girl. Go ahead.
A big red gorilla on Twitter did this. He's listening to us, and he said, "I'm March 17, and I got Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts."
That's cute.
And it was raised by a neighbor.
Look at that headline.
Now listen, Porkchop, let me wrap it up because you really brought the mood down. And I like that tweet, Liv. So if people want to tweet us at Joe and Alex Show when you listen to this right now or check out the podcast later, let us know. What was your birthday and your headline? What did it say? Let me give you one more, Porkchop, that's different. I found another one for October 1st, okay?
Oh, please, yes, please, please.
And maybe this one actually sounds more like you.
Thank you.
Drunken Florida man tries to use taco as ID after his car catches fire at Taco Bell. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. These Florida man stories, you're calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX, kind of sharing what you found. And we got some social media, too. It's at Joe and Alex Show. We'll get to those tweets. All you have to do is to search Florida man in your birthday, and it's supposed to give you a headline. Let's see here. Is this Christina?
Yep.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your birthday?
January 19th.
Okay, and what was the headline that you found?
Okay, it's really gross. It's Florida man puts semen in a coworker's water bottle.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. That is so sick.
Yeah, like some I American threw up in my mouth stuff. When I saw that.
Yeah, okay, well, that's not going to be you, I hope. I hope you treat your employees and coworkers better.
Yeah,
oh,
for sure.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in to share that. That was really important.
That was fun.
Yeah, wow. I kind of regret doing that now, and that doesn't happen often.
Yeah, you think?
Live the web, girl. What do we have here?
Nicole says she got Florida man threw sex toy on field at Bills Patriots Monday night football game.
Oh, you were excited when you found that one, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, because I remember that. It was the funniest thing ever. And then the guy who did it, I actually watched an interview with him, and he's like young and like absolutely hysterical, and they like try to bring him in every game to do it. They're just like funny. I think that's the funniest one.
They won't kick him out for
jealous.
Doing that? Well, I'm surprised they didn't kick him out. I actually found here as we wrap this thing up and move on. Once again, all you have to do for the Florida Man Challenge is type in Florida Man and then put in your birthday. There's just different ones here. Florida Man arrested after hitting his dad with pizza because he was mad he helped birth him. Like, how can you do that?
We've all been there.
Yeah. Florida Man intentionally drove Ferrari into ocean at top speed. Told him Jesus told him to do it.
That's scary.
Oh, my gosh.
Weirdly, I think I remember that story.
Yes. Florida man accused of burning son to teach him a lesson about fire. Like, some of these things, like, you cannot make up. Just, I'm telling you what, go ahead and do it. Florida man, your birthday, and send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show. We'd love to hear about them.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kylie Jenner isn't bothered by the backlash surrounding her self-made billionaire status. The 21-year-old said, there's really no other word to use other than self-made because that's the truth. That is the category that I fall under. She recently became the world's youngest self-made billionaire, according to Forbes. Her Kylie Cosmetics company was valued at least $900 million, and the magazine also took into account her other revenue streams. She knows that she's not like most other billionaires, though, and said, I am a special case because before I started Kylie Cosmetics, I had a huge platform and lots of fans. I did not get money from my parents, though, past the age of 15. I used 100% of my own money to start the company. Not a dime in my bank account is inherited, and I'm very proud of that. She also said she always believed in Kylie Cosmetics, but admitted that she didn't even know what she was getting herself into. She said, it feels amazing, it's wild, and being the youngest ever to do it is a blessing. I now want to focus on giving back to people and doing things that I'm passionate about. Jenny McCarthy continues to slam her co-host on The View in a new book about the talk show. Someone wrote some book, I don't know, it's called Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View. And she said heading into the job, she thought she and Whoopi Goldberg would be friends, but that didn't happen. And instead she said, to me, Whoopi had an addiction to controlling people's thoughts, their words, the room, the table, your feeling, your mood. She had an addiction to controlling all of it and everybody. I think everyone knows somebody like that. McCarthy added that she wasn't going to play.
Why are you looking at me? Excuse you.
She said that she wasn't going to play a kiss-ass, though, with Whoopi like the other co-hosts do. Lady Gaga has been seen hanging out with Jeremy Renner since her split from Christian Carino. Sources say the Shallow singer has been spending a lot of time with the Avengers actor and a six-year-old daughter. They don't believe it's romantic at this point, but it could be headed in that direction. The news comes a month after Gaga ended her engagement to Carino. And former child actor Macaulay Culkin did a comedy gig with Weird Al on Tuesday night. They were on stage recording his Bunny Ears podcast live when Culkin said, I'm going to ask you a very serious question. What was your relationship like with Michael Jackson? And both of the guys started laughing, and Weird Al said, mostly platonic. I met him 2 or 3 times. He was pretty sweet to me. The crowd apparently laughed at the jokes and appreciated Macaulay Culkin turning the tables and getting to ask someone else about Michael Jackson, since that's a question always gets asked constantly. Coming up in less than an hour, Nick Jonas's new wife, Priyanka, talked about the gifts his brothers got her for their wedding.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Have you ever worked in a restaurant, or do you currently work at one? What's the craziest thing that you've seen a customer do while dining out? Because Ellie has this kind of shocked with her strange eating out habit. Find out what it is next with Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak.
She's super freaky.
Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you got something that makes you a little freaky, or at least that's what your friends say, we want to talk to you. Email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Hit us up social media. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram. It's @JoeandAlexShow. Just slide into our DMs and let us know what's going on with you. Let's say good morning to Ellie. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. What up, freak? I mean, Ellie, no. Why are you calling in today for Freak Show Friday?
Okay, so I'm one of those people who, like, I never tried a drop of alcohol before I turned 21. My parents didn't drink. Well, they did drink, but just not around me. They just didn't have it in my house. And so I know nothing about, like, mixed drinks or wine, nothing. And so when I turned 21, I went on this date with a guy to an Italian place in Houston, which is where I live.
Okay.
And I was like so impressed with the service, because as soon as I sat down, you know, the waiter, where we sat down, the waiter brought bread and the house white wine, which I immediately started drinking, because, you know, I'm like 21. Yes.
Woo!
Yeah. And but then my date like started freaking out and started yelling at me. And, you know, told me to stop. But, you know, I'm like, what? It's delicious. And so I just kept drinking it. And then he told me that what I was drinking wasn't wine, and that it was actually the olive oil for the bread.
Oh.
But the bottle that it came in, looked just like a wine glass. And, you know, I didn't know. But the crazy thing is, like, guys, like, I loved it.
It was so good.
Oh, my gosh.
And so now I just always ask for a glass and pour olive oil in it and just drink it at fancy restaurants.
That
I love it.
That is nasty.
I mean, I assume you have no problem going to the bathroom. Your insides have got to be all ready to go.
Ugh.
It's like a slip and slide.
Well, you know what? It's delicious, and I don't care. It's just so good.
Well, I love olive oil, but I don't see it as a drink. What do you think, Pork Chop?
I was going to say, first things first, I was a bartender for 5 years. White wine is served cold. Olive oil is not served cold, so...
Yeah, but she didn't know.
Yeah,
I know.
She said she just turned 21.
I'm telling her, so now she knows.
But she says it's good.
It's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. The consistency is perfect. It's thicker than white wine,
now that
I've actually had white wine. But, yeah, it's great.
Ugh, I can't imagine. I mean, I like olive oil to dip my bread in, too, but I'm not guzzling it down.
And for the lady, we have a nice 2016 olive oil.
I was hungry, but now my stomach feels full because I'm imagining it with oil.
We make fun of you a lot, Pork Chop, but we all know you used to work at Applebee's.
Oh, he did?
So I know, right? So, like, obviously, you have worked in the food industry. You've seen some things. So what are some of the strangest things that you've seen customers do?
Oh, man. I've seen, you're not going to believe this. A guy would come in with his service dog, which is, some people do that. They have to do that. That's fine. Not a problem. The dog stays under the table. Except this one guy. His dog would sit in a chair, and he would order a plate for his dog, and his dog would eat the food off the plate on the table.
Oh, man. Yeah,
no, hold on,
I don't think
on.
I'd be comfortable.
Did the dog
the
grab, like, a
that.
Fork and a knife and, like, chop it up and stuff like that? Because that'd be impressive.
No, like, I don't tell anyone, but I threw the plates away.
Why? You're going to clean
because
them.
No, I don't care. That's disgusting. If, like, humans don't lick their plates. The dogs
well,
do.
If it's good, I might. I feel like if Ellie spilled some olive oil on her, she'd probably lick it.
If you work in the food industry now, or you have before, what is the craziest thing you've seen a customer do while out to eat? 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539.
So I used to work at a restaurant like literally a year ago, and I saw one time one of my customers, it was a pizza place. We saw like kind of like fancier pizzas. They were dipping their pizzas into their soda.
Oh.
For every bite. They said it was really good.
Mm.
Yeah, it was just gross.
I used to dip my crust in apple juice.
Ew.
Like when I was a kid.
That's
not
disgusting.
Anymore.
Disgusting. Like soggy bread?
Not soggy. The bread's usually hard. Just a little quick dip.
All right, I guess, Ellie, you're not that big of a freak after hearing Pork Chop talk over here. So,
You know what? Yeah. I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. It's all good.
All right. Well, hey, very interesting. I'm not as grossed out as I thought I would be, because when we do Freak Show Friday, it's a crapshoot. I mean, sometimes I'm going to vomit, other times I'm like, that sounds interesting.
But when you think about how thick it is to actually drink it out of a glass, olive oil, how gross that is.
I don't think it's too thick. I mean, I really like olive oil, like dipping bread in it. I mean, I don't see how you could enjoy the taste like as if it was a drink. Trust me, give me a white wine all day. I will drink that every time over olive oil. But I think, there's got to be health benefits to that, so good for you. Good for you,
yeah,
Ellie.
It's good for your hair. It's good for your hair.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. How do you not know that? I didn't want to say it to her on there. How do you not know immediately that that's not wine, even if you've never had wine before?
Well, she's right. It does come to the table in a bottle-looking thing, like a wine bottle.
In a bottle, but it doesn't look like wine. I've never mixed up at home because we have tons of wine. And I'm like, oh, crap, I drank the olive oil again. 833-JOE-ALEX. Our number is 833-563-2539. And where are we throwing this up on social media, too, the question that we're asking?
It's on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, if you work in the food industry or maybe you've just seen something, what is the strangest thing you've seen somebody do? Ellie calling in for Freak Show Friday? Well, she doesn't drink wine. She drinks olive oil. We'll talk to you next on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you're just tuning in, we had Freak Show Friday. We talked to Ellie, who, when she was 21, went out to a really nice restaurant. She listens to us in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. And she thought, okay, I'm going to have white wine for the first time, which is, it's a big thing when you have your first glass of wine or your first beer. You get excited, and they bring out this really nice-looking bottle, and she pours it into her glass, takes a sip, and she's like, this tastes weird. And it was weird, because it was olive oil. It wasn't white wine. So, but she likes it now. That's her thing. She's like, I really actually like drinking sometimes olive oil, which
nasty.
I love olive oil, but not to drink it. I like to put it in the food and do different things with it. 833 Joe Alex, if you're currently in the food service, maybe you were in the past, or just something you've seen at a restaurant that was kind of weird and strange, like Ellie had for Freak Show Friday, what is it? You can call in 833 Joe Alex or social media, Joe and Alex Show. You can tweet us and on Facebook to search for our station page, Radio Now. Let's kick it off this morning with Hayden. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you see?
So we used to have this one customer that would come in, and he would go to the bathroom, and he would shave down there about two or three times a week, and he would just leave it on top of the urinal every single time.
Why was he doing that at the restaurant?
I don't know. It was one of the weirdest things, and it would happen a couple times a week. And it wasn't just a couple. It was like full stacks every time.
And so everyone knew who he was when he came in?
No one knew who he was. We could never figure it out.
Oh, that's when they enacted a bush check policy. Like, hang on a second. But wait, you think it was the same person coming multiple times in a week?
Oh, it has to be. Who else would be doing that?
Who grows that fast? Like, what are you, a chia pet?
But do you think they're like homeless or something? Like, why would they pick a restaurant to do that at?
I have no clue.
Must have been good lighting to see everything. You know
Dang.
What I mean?
Yeah, it was something.
You don't want to miss a spot. So, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Maddie, what was the gross thing that you saw?
Hi. So I used to work at Panera Bread, and we would have customers would come in and they'd eat their food and they would leave. But we had there was this homeless guy that would come in and he would eat the people's leftover food on the table.
Hold on, that's not that gross. Like, you're saying off the table, not the garbage.
Are you kidding me? You don't eat other people's leftover food.
What is wrong? Okay.
He had his dog with him too.
Oh, good for him. Doggy bag to go. Seriously, not even trying to be like funny or reactive here. What is super gross about if I ate half my sandwich and there's like teeth marks? If I use a knife and I cut around it, that means that I never touched the same part they touched. No, my finger might have touched the sandwich, but...
Well, he probably wasn't doing all that using silverware. He probably just took a bite. But I guess if you're starving, you're starving. You have to do what you have to do. But that, I mean, obviously to us, we're thinking of the germs and everything.
I've actually seen a server do that.
You don't
once.
Want people to you don't know where people's hands have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Or mouths.
Yeah.
Or hands and mouths. So, hey, Maddie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate it. So that's a pretty interesting thing.
Somebody tweeted us and said that they worked at a steakhouse and somebody ordered a steak completely raw. Like, literally wanted a filet on a plate, uncooked, just a little salt and pepper, and gave it to him. And they said that they devoured it.
That's so interesting because, like, I like my steak, like, rare or medium rare. Like, I like it to be pink and red.
I like medium.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that. That's a good way to have a steak. But I do like it on the bloodier side. But you need to have it charred and warm, and that's where the flavor, like, that's where it comes from. Like, just like, here's a piece of meat. You just slam it on the table.
I can't believe that they wouldn't get sick doing that.
Yeah, that is kind of gross.
People eat raw steak, and it's called steak tartare.
But can't you get sick, though, from that?
No, not really. But it's, unless, like, it's, like, a bad piece of meat. But, like... No one just orders a raw filet mignon.
Yeah, what a waste of meat that is.
And somebody else said that they worked at a restaurant, a pizza place, where somebody was just given a special handshake under the table in the booth in front of everybody in the middle of the restaurant.
Wow, what pizza place is that again?
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
833 Joe Alex, if you would like to play a little game today, Porkchop came up with, that's going to hook you up with a qualifying chance to go to Bonnaroo. And just for getting qualified, we're going to give you digital downloads of artists that are going to be there. 833 Joe Alex. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Let's see if somebody can get qualified right now for a trip to Bonnaroo, hook you up with camping gear, and just for doing all that, you are going to get a digital download of artists that are going to be at this year's Bonnaroo. On the phone, we're going to get some people like Katie. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing awesome. Hang on, Katie. Let's go to line number 7. Myra, you're also on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi.
Hi.
All right. Pork Chop, what game are we playing today for these awesome prizes?
Today, we're going to be playing a little game where you have to guess the song.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We are going to call it, what are we calling it? Bonnaroo Music Battle.
Dun, okay.
Dun, 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 the music battle for Bonnaroo.
So I've picked songs that are going to be sang by artists that are at Bonnaroo. So, I mean, this way is really going to test how well you know the music, because if you're there, we want you to go crazy. So now you get 1 point if you know the artist name. You get 1 point if you know the song name. You're going to buzz in with your name. So let's test your buzzers. Katie, buzz in.
Katie.
Perfect. Myra?
Myra.
Perfect. Ooh, your buzzers
sound
work.
Really good today. Wow. Okay.
So once again, Joe's going to start a song. As soon as you know either the artist or the title, buzz in with your name. Remember, if you know both, you get 2 points. The other person can get a chance to steal. Whoever gets the most right wins.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Katie, go ahead.
Yeah.
And you know who it's by?
Something on the moon.
We could give you 1 point. It is Shut Up and Dance.
Okay, so then does that give Myra a chance to buzz in, or we move on?
She did get the point, so no chance to steal.
Okay, so 1-0. Make sure you both talk directly into your phone so we can hear you. Here is your second song. Buzz in with your name.
Myra.
Go ahead, Myra.
Sunflower.
By who?
Post Malone.
Wow, good job.
Good job.
2 points for Myra.
Got a little game going on here. Hey. Ooh, ooh. Good job, man. You sound good over there, too. All right, third song. Listen up. Artist and title help you out with...
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. Should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak,
really?
She's the last true mouthpiece.
Apparently this is a short pork chop favorite.
I mean, this song was huge 3 years ago. Like, huge.
Sounds like it.
Born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers
no. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds, and then we're going to have to stop this one.
The word was just in there.
The only heaven I'll be sent to.
Okay, I'm going to have to give everybody a buzz.
I was born sick.
Does nobody know this one? Wow, what is it, Porkchop?
Take me to church. By Hozier.
Or is it Hozier?
Oh, yeah, Hozier, whatever.
I love Hozier. I like a lot of his other music.
Take me to church.
All right. Wow.
Now I know.
Oh, now you know.
Well, that's good. At least when you're there live, if you win, you'll know. Okay. All right. So what's the score after 3 songs, Porkchop?
Myra 2, Katie 1.
All right, here's your 4th song. Good luck. It is...
Katie.
Katie.
He started a Little Dicky.
Wow, 2 points for Katie.
I did not know Little Dicky was
Oh my God, I'm the man.
Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo. No, I have to go. I don't have a choice. I literally have to go to Bonnaroo.
Hey, today's Friday.
Yeah.
I have a crush on Little Dicky.
Oh,
me too.
I've never heard a woman say they like Little Dicky.
I would date Little Dicky in a heartbeat. I hope this is edited.
I said the N-word!
Oh my
God. Yeah, what a Porkchop woman, the unedited version.
I just had a heart attack. Oh my God,
dude, you're cutting it off. We want to sing along to these. Okay.
In Chris Brown's body.
So how did this blank turn into Freaky Friday?
You know what I think the hottest part about Lil Dicky is? He's like a freak at basketball.
And he's not a woman beater.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that what you're into? No, I'm kidding.
Jeez. What song is next?
Hey, whoa. I feel like you're poo-pooing
this
on
this. This is intense. Katie's got 3. Myra's got 2. They're over there sweating.
All right, here we go. Put on your antiperspirant for this one.
Take a seat right over there.
Myra. Hang on, I just had it.
3.
Meet me in the middle.
She got it.
All right.
In the middle. Do you know who it's by?
It's by...
3, 2, 1.
Maren Morris.
There we go.
And
Zed. 3-3.
Here's your next song. Are we ready? Listen to this.
Myra.
Myra.
Cardi B, I Like It Like That.
Yeah, 2 points for Myra. All right. This is the last one. Katie, you need to get the artist and the song name to tie.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Here it is.
I didn't know they were going to be there.
I've been trying to do it right.
Is that Katie?
That was Katie.
Yeah. It's Hey Ho. And then who is it? I'm just going to. Lumineers,
or I don't know if that's right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Katie, I can only give you 1 point for that because it's not Hey Ho. It's Ho Hey.
Oh, come on.
You gave Myra, because said, meet me in the
yeah,
middle.
Yeah, she had it wrong, and it wasn't I Like It Like That, it's just I Like It.
Exactly.
But they didn't switch it. They might have added some words, but they didn't switch it.
I think that is the wonkiest
I would
rule.
Give it to her.
I would give it to her, too. That's the wonkiest
The big
rule.
Thing you need to remember
play
with
the way I've been playing.
The thing is you have to remember here, too, going forward, to remember songs just in general in life. Like, instead of, is it ho-hey or hey-ho, you want to think, well, how would a gay guy say it? And you'd be like, ho-hey.
Of course.
Thank you. I thought that was funny. Okay, I'll give myself.
That was so stupid.
No, it wasn't. How hey.
Everyone's mad.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If you're butt hurt by that, you really need to find something in life that brings you joy because it was funny. All right. Well, then who's the winner here, Porkchop? I'm not yelling at you, but everybody else thinks you're a terrible person and play have like this have the worst games
well,
ever.
Well, if someone had an issue with the way I was judging the game, why didn't they say something earlier?
Because it wouldn't be fun if it wasn't till the end.
5-4, Myra is the winner.
Oh,
sorry. We tried.
We tried, Katie.
Hey, congratulations,
thank you.
Myra. Katie,
you
have a great day, Katie.
You both did good.
Oh, thanks, you too.
Bye. Myra the Big Wiener this morning getting a digital download of artists that will be at Bonnaroo. Apparently, Live the Web Girl is going to be
Every
there now, too.
Every single artist I like is going to be there. I didn't know the full lineup, and now I have to go.
All right. A lot of stuff coming up here in the next 30 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show. Hopefully you don't have to go anywhere. If you do, you can take us with you on the podcast, of course, to search for the Joe and Alex Show and the Radio Now app. We can go with you and you can stream online too. The links and everything, joeandalexshow.com. Last night, I went to couples therapy with my wife, Lindsay. We've been together for 7 years. We've been engaged for about, well, I don't know. We were engaged for like 4. We've been married for 3. I'm messing that up. My point is, we have been together for a while, so long that I'm getting confused by it. And we have good times, and we have bad times like anybody else, and you hear most of the bad stuff on the radio. Well, we went to therapy last night just because we've both been kind of agitated and fighting, and it's just like, not all the time is bad, but sometimes it is bad, and it's like, I don't want to live this way anymore. You know, we need to get help. We need to talk to somebody because obviously we are not properly communicating and speaking and listening to each other. And it's not working, whatever the hell we're doing now.
And the number one most common things that you fight about are what?
I mean,
as a refresher,
I would say pretty common for everybody. Finances sometimes.
Okay.
Which is funny because, like, I thank God the first time in my life that I've never really had to worry about money. I worry about it all the time because I have anxiety, but we're actually able to each month pay our bills on time.
Humble brag.
Yeah, I know. Well, working in radio, it can be. I mean, trust me. I mean, I remember just like you and Porkchop working 2 or 3 jobs. I remember having to do that just to get by in radio. So I'm blessed for that. So, Alex, the one thing would be finances. It would be like clutter and dirty. Like, Lindsay would freak out if, like, there's dog hair on the stairs. Like, this, it's messy and that's gross. We all agreed. But I'm like,
okay, so chores you fight over.
Yeah.
Who's doing what?
Chores, it comes down to who's actually contributing more to the household, like helping out in general with the chores.
Any other big topics?
I mean, we talk about kids occasionally. We haven't brought this up yet on there, but like who wants kids and when they want them or
okay.
if they do or not.
Timelines.
Yeah, and I mean, the list goes on and on.
And so what was discussed last night?
Last night was just kind of an informal thing, really getting to know each other. It was a big deal for Lindsay because she's never been to therapy before.
Oh.
And she was freaked out. Like she almost didn't go in.
Wow,
oh,
really?
Yes, and she's just like, what if we go in here? Because it was like perfect timing. We've actually been doing really well the past week or two, like getting along. Things have been really good in our relationship. So it's like, let's go in here and talk about all the stuff we hate about each other.
Hash up everything and all of our resentments.
Let me peel off the bandage. So she's like, what if we go in here and we end up finding out we don't like each other anymore, like that we don't want to be together?
So what types of questions was the therapist asking you guys?
Our therapist was just trying to really make sure for this initial thing, having us like, well, what does Joe do that bothers you? Or what does Lindsay do that bothers you?
And what'd she say about you?
Well, hold on, I'll get to that. But then she's like, okay, now repeat that back to me, Joe. What did Lindsay say?
Oh.
Apparently, I don't listen to my wife.
Shocker.
Like I hear what I want to hear, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting hearing... What?
I think that's most men. Yeah. I don't think it's just a Joe thing. I think it's men in general. Or every single guy I've ever dated has the same problem. But I'll literally say, this is why I'm upset. This is the underlying issue. And all they'll hear is the very, very surface level thing. I'm like, that's not why I'm actually mad. And I will say that, and they still don't get
it. That's women, though, in general. You're like onions, all your layers of secrecy. What?
So you guys had
I do think that's right. That's the same with my boyfriend.
Yeah. So you had to repeat back what you had heard. What did you hear?
I did. Here's embarrassing. Like, I thought I was paying attention to her. I blanked. She's like, well, what do you think? I'm like, can you say it again?
Did she talk for a long time? Like, was it a lot to remember?
No. And my therapist and my wife look at me like, are you kidding me? And then I get to see my therapist like thinking like, well, no wonder she's so dang pissed off at this guy. He's a dummy. He doesn't listen to anything she says.
Okay, so you figured that out. What else did you learn? What else does Lindsay have as a gripe?
This is so personal. I'm sorry, babe.
Don't say it if she doesn't want
you to share it. No. I'm just saying it's like, I just want to throw this out there. We share everything on the air, almost everything. I'm trying to think of But that being said, it's easy for me to do that. But like, I feel bad for her coworkers. If you're listening right now, as you're driving into work or at the podcast, like they're all gonna look at her like, "Ooh, you know," it's just like hearing your personal details.
Right.
Normally, it doesn't get shared. That being said, I think this is common and everybody has it.
Okay.
The one thing is that Lindsay sometimes feels, in general, not just with my job, but that I think I'm more important than her.
Uh-huh. So what did the therapist say for advice on how to deal with that? If one person in the relationship feels like the other person puts themselves first a lot.
Well, she's like, I am a big fan of the Joe and Alex show, so that is more important. No. It's tough because there's not a clear-cut answer there. I need to listen to her. And I guess apparently this is everything in my life and seems to evolve around my work. Like, I care so much about it. And like, she's saying, well, you're not listening to your wife because I'm taking as only like my wife feels like I put my job ahead of her, but that's not, she's just saying in general, like, you know, what does Joe want to do? Like, what do I want to watch on TV compared to what she wants to watch? I act like that's more important. Or where do I want to go for dinner? It's like, well, I think it's more important like that I go where I want to go than where she wants to go. And I never realized
that.
I guess I didn't. I know some things I put a priority on, but I guess I didn't realize how much I'm doing that.
And so what was your initial reaction to hearing that? Did you feel defensive or did you feel like, wow, like
hella
it was
defensive.
Just like a light bulb?
Hella defensive. I was like, I was like sitting there quiet and I just acting like it wasn't, but inside I was like, that's not true. What are you saying? Oh my God, these are lies.
Well, so you were meant some truths?
Yeah,
they were totally true. They were all true.
Were you mentally coming up with like examples of how you don't put yourself first?
Oh my God, I was trying to. I didn't have a lot of them. But I mean, yes, instantly, Alex, I wanted to defend myself and just to sit back and not say anything. And to like let her say it.
Right.
Did Lindsay get to say nice things about you?
Yes.
Did the therapist have her do that?
There was some. Well, we went over everything. And we're going to get more. I look forward to not sharing every week therapy. We're going to go once a week. But I do look forward to sharing breakthroughs when we have them and different things. But yeah, it was just interesting that words of affirmation, for example, as far as a love language, I learned a lot too. And Lindsay, I think Lindsay learned. I was like, as a man, just in general, we feel that we want to provide for our significant other and like you can really cut us down. Like you could punch me in the face and that wouldn't hurt as much if you like insult my manhood as far as me not being a good provider for you or not being a good husband or taking care of the family. It's not saying it's the right standard, but that's just genetically or how we're raised. Like men take care of women. And I have that in my head. So anytime I feel like Lindsay's questioning my job or anything that I feel provides for us, or just me in general, I feel like I'm a failure as a husband and as a man. And she doesn't all do it all the time, but it goes to show that for me, words of affirmation mean so much. Hers is quality time that she doesn't necessarily have to always build me up and like, good job, honey. But she can hurt me even more actually with giving me negative words.
So was she defensive when you were saying the stuff or was she more receptive to it?
She was very receptive, which sucked because I was hoping she'd like be a little brat about it. But she was like, yeah, you're right.
So you leave therapy and what do you guys say to each other when you get in the car?
divorce. No, we said, what do you want for dinner? But we did walk away from it with one thing we're going to try, and I'm so excited. It's like, what's one thing that you can do? We both had a physical thing and not an emotional thing. We need to have more emotional things that we can do to try to be some more supportive of each other. But Lindsay said, hey, this week I'm going to try to clean up all my clothing in the bedroom because that drives me nuts and gives me anxiety.
Okay.
Because it's just piles of clothing. Nothing like messy. It's just pile.
And no,
I want it clean, like a nice clean room. And for Lindsay, I have to start going on adventures.
Oh!
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go.
So what's the first adventure?
I don't know.
Do you plan it?
No, yes.
I have a good idea.
Oh, please tell me. Any you can do.
I think when it gets like nicer out this week, like a little bit warmer, I think you should take her on a picnic for dinner at like a park and pack like a little picnic. And when you get home early, get things, get a basket, cook things, and... What do you guys think?
Because Joe looks miserable already. He doesn't want to do anything.
That option of getting divorced, I think one seems a lot easier.
You could take your dogs with you.
No, I love my dogs, but they're crazy.
Okay.
Well, when I was like in third grade, I called myself Adventure Girl, and I would just go into creeks, like empty creek beds, like dried out creek beds, and I would crawl in and out of those like giant like culverts or whatever. So you could just take her to one of those like sewage holes.
Oh, cool. I'm going to go into a sewer with my wife. Hey, we're adventure man and woman. Okay. Hey, what's more important? Sex or politics? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. And, of course, you can hit us up on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Millennials care more about their date's politics than if they're good at the sexy time. The dating site OkCupid surveyed young adults on the site, and they found the number of millennial men and women who prioritize political party alliance over good pancake flipping has skyrocketed since 2016. They say between 2016 and now, the number of women who have considered politics more important than sexy time rose from 27 to 42%, while for men it jumped from 23 to 30%. I mean, at the end of the day, guys, we just want to hump something, but... That's just being real. 833-JOE-ALEX. What's more important to you and why? Is it politics or is it the sexy time? How they are in the bedroom? Alex, I feel like this is kind of one-sided for you unless you've been lying the whole time.
No. I mean, obviously, 100% I would say politics. That's something that I think it has changed. Like, I was like, wow, I knew it. Because before, everyone would always say, don't ever ask somebody, you know, what their religious preferences are or who they voted for, like on a first date. And I won't even go on a first date now without knowing either of those things. That's one of the first things I ask. I say, who'd you vote for? Did you even vote? And do you love Jesus? If he does not have the right answer to either of those questions, I won't even entertain the idea of dinner. And a lot of my friends now feel the same way. And you're seeing this trend on apps like Bumble and Hinge, which are dating apps, because they're now including for free, part of the like very basic free membership is that you can put actual filters on that say, I don't want anyone to pop up unless they're, you know, you can choose. I want them to be liberal. I want them to be 6'2". I want them to be this. You can like choose a bunch of different things.
You're
that
missing
someone
out
has
so
to,
much though. You're gonna miss out on somebody.
Or have we just evolved as a generation to know this is what I like, this is what I need, I don't want it if I can't have that. Like maybe we just are more sure of ourselves as a generation.
I don't know. I think it's just, it's way too convenient now. You get to pick everything. Back in the day, you're like, oh, okay, that's good. That's bad. I got to put up with both.
I mean, my number one thing, too, with waiting to flip pancakes till I'm married is that if you are waiting till you're married to do that, then you have it theoretically, if you're getting married once and you don't believe in, you know, getting a divorce and that you're going to work through things, you have an entire lifetime to get good at that. You have an entire lifetime to figure out what each other likes, all that. Plus, if you're not having sex previously before that, you have nothing to compare it to. So it's not like, even if it's the worst you've ever had, you wouldn't even know.
That's
which
gonna
is
be
why,
your story.
Yeah, well, which is why I think it's great if you can and you do choose to wait till you're married, because it honestly, in my mind, it's always just made sense to me. It just makes things easier. So I just feel like, yeah, it's a no-brainer. Politics should be more important.
Zoe, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX, to join in the conversation. What's more important to you? Is it the flipping pancakes or the politics?
I think it depends, because I'm pretty liberal, especially when it comes to social issues. I can be a little bit more conservative on the financial stuff, but if they're moderate, I can handle that. But if they're some, you know, super crazy conservative. I think that that's more important, and it's going to be a no-go.
Okay. Zoe, well, I'd say you lean towards politics then.
Zoe, would you say that in the bedroom you're more conservative or liberal?
Liberal.
Okay. There we go. She's like, actually, I think I'm a tea party there. So, okay. Hey, Zoe, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Jeff. What's up, guy? How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
We're doing good, man. You sound like a sexy man, so I'm assuming it's the sexy time.
Oh, yeah.
So, does it bother you if somebody says they don't even vote?
No, it doesn't bother me.
Do you vote?
It doesn't bother me at all. No, I do not vote.
Okay. Well, see, there you go.
I don't vote. I don't care about politics. I mean, they got it planned out anyway, however they want to do it. And, you know, they don't pay my bills, so.
Alex is fuming.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 30.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. Wow.
I just feel like Jeff, like Alex, would be so excited, like, hey, let's do some role play. You're going to be the voter registration guy, and I'm going to be the girl that's voting for the first time.
I actually think that's a cute date idea to work the polls together.
It's my blanket.
Oh, my God. I literally did that. When I voted in the midterm election, I signed up to volunteer to work the polls. They said, like, you know, would you want to do this and help out next time? I said yes. I think that'd be a cute idea. I can't believe someone would just be like, I just don't care and it just doesn't bother me.
I would want them to vote, but I mean, as somebody that's had sex with more than one person.
Well, you and Lindsay have completely different, you guys voted for different people in the 2016 election and you guys have kind of different views, right? Or am I wrong about that?
No, I think we have similar views, but also drastically different views too. You know what I just realized though?
What?
I'm trying to think between like the sex and the
Yeah, what's
and
more
the politics.
Important to you?
Well, the thing is, with me and my relationship, I usually have sex about as often as I get to vote. It's usually every 4 years.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, we have a little bit of news with Lori Loughlin. She put her foot in her mouth again. And Nick Jonas's new wife, Priyanka, talked about the gifts his brothers got her for their wedding.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Priyanka Chopra Jonas, she's the chick who married Nick Jonas recently. Mm-hmm. She was on Watch What Happens Live and talked about what Joe and Kevin Jonas gave her for their wedding gifts.
Which he Joe really bro did. Got you the better gift, Joe or Kevin?
Well, the good thing is Kevin got us like hundreds of bottles of wine and Joe got us an amazing fridge which looks like a car to put it all in.
Oh, that's great.
So it kind of worked out. That?
Wow, nice.
Back in 2014, before her actions would destroy both her and her daughter's careers, Lori Loughlin said she never wanted her children to pay the price for her decisions.
And then when I had children, I always thought, I don't want to do anything that one day might rear its ugly head and my children have to pay the price for that.
Awkward. It is so, just the things that are coming out, man, that she said before are just so unbelievably uncomfortable. I guess that was an interview she did with the Christian Broadcasting Network. She discussed how she selects her acting roles and didn't want to do anything too scandalous or whatever. Speaking of this entire like college bribery scandal, the soccer coach from UCLA is said to have taken $100,000 to get a developer's daughter into the school, and he resigned on Thursday. This guy was said to have taken the bribe to get this chick on the women's soccer team roster, even though she had never even played at a high level before. She was given a jersey in 2017 on the team of all-star players. She was required to stay on the side for at least 1 year, but then was tapped to be a midfielder on the team. This guy had been a coach on the men's soccer team for 15 seasons before becoming the girls' coach, I guess. Prosecutors say that this girl's parents, the dad, is a president of a real estate development firm and spent more than $600,000 to get her and her sister into UCLA and USC Dang. With fake athletic credentials.
What do you think if you're the teammate, too? You're like, hey, you're a scrub. You suck. Like,
right?
You're not good.
And Amelia Clark secretly suffered two terrifying brain aneurysms during the early seasons of Game of Thrones and is now talking about them. In an essay in The New Yorker, the actress said she first knew something was wrong during a workout in February of 2011. She felt as though an elastic band was squeezing her brain and was later rushed to the hospital. She was diagnosed with a life-threatening type of stroke caused by bleeding into the same space into the space surrounding the brain and had brain surgery. While she was recovering from the procedure, she later suffered a condition called aphasia, which caused her to forget her own name.
Whoa.
I don't know how you'd remember your lines. 2 years later, during a routine checkup, doctors found a second brain aneurysm. She needed two surgeries for that one and said the recovery was very painful.
That's insane. Like, my dad passed away. He had a brain aneurysm. Like, it killed him. Like, he had, like, a blood clot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's amazing. She had a couple of them.
I thought he died from disappointment. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
That's exactly what happened. We say an aneurysm.
No, I'm joking. Courtney Cox.
I miss you, Dad. Oh, God.
Courtney Cox talked about how she was in New York City and ended up visiting the building that was her fake apartment on Friends.
I was having dinner and someone said, you know, the Friends building is just about two blocks over. And I was like, I'm so dumb. I was like, the Friends building? What does that even mean? I was like, you mean stage 24 at Warner Brothers? Like, you know, what we filmed is, I didn't remember the interstitial shots from outside. So I was like, there, and people were actually taking pictures outside of it.
That's kind of cool.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity is getting heat for making fun of Sam Smith.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
This person is concerned. They think their coworker's weight is impeding their career. Should they say something? Well, we'll explain more and get your thoughts coming up on The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Yo, yo, it's The Joe and Alex Show. Hope you are having yourself a wonderful Friday. Let's get into this conversation. The number to call is 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539 because I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of have a little more weight on this one. No pun intended, but it has to do with weight, and I kind of see where the person's coming from. They're saying, I think my coworker's weight is impeding her career. Should I say something? Now, here's the question, and you can answer it at 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe you are a person that has a coworker that this could be related to, or maybe you're the bigger person. It says, I'm a manager of a small team at my workplace. My industry is heavily male-dominated, and my team has one other woman on it besides me, so a lot of dudes. My team member, Claudia, is what we're going to call her, is professional, friendly, intelligent, and I have no problem about trusting her with important, time-sensitive tasks and do so with great success. Claudia was always a very large woman and has gained a substantial amount of weight in the past 3 to 4 years. At this point, I'm not quite sure, what to call her. I think she's probably like morbidly obese. So she's really a big woman, okay? And aside from being concerned for her health, I know for a fact that her weight has held her career back. Directors above me are reluctant to place her in a room with clients because that role right there where you're meeting clients is the face, quote unquote, or the first impression of our company.
Wow.
And, you know, they're saying we're kind of holding back on doing that because of that role and her weight. So they just feel like it's unprofessional that she's that big. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Does she, you know, like, tell her, hey, like, I'm not judging you, but just so you know, like, I'm trying to let you know your career is getting held back because you're so overweight. Or, I mean, do you say that? I mean, for health reasons, you would say, hey, I'm worried about your health if it was a friend. But do you tell somebody, hey, I'm worried you're too fat, you know, it's holding your job back?
I would say no. You don't say that. You don't say that out loud.
But what if you knew for a fact to that person, though? Like, Alex, it's in a totally different universe. But let's say you're a bigger girl. You're 275 pounds, and, you know, you're not, like, really fit, but you're just really, really, like, overweight. You don't look good, okay? And your job, I don't know what it would be, because it didn't say this job here for this story, but your job, it's all about meeting people, and they see you. And I think it is kind of true. As a person that's morbidly obese, that would be me, I think that people tend to judge skinnier people more favorably. Like if I had a business, sure, I would put Pork Chop out there before I'd put me.
Yeah, I actually learned about that. I took a class in college, and it was about cultural diversities and ethics, whatever. And we talked about like how people are biased. Like people are favored in our culture, and skinny people are definitely more favored. So, subconsciously, like people don't even
know
they're favored. Yes, but that is very true. Now, see, my thing is, I think if anyone has any sort of extreme weight gain, weight loss, someone needs to talk to them. If you're their friend, you need to talk to them, no matter what. But I also think, too, like, because something deeper is going on there. I feel like when you see someone who's morbidly obese, sometimes my initial thought is like there's something deeper going on there. They're either they have an unhealthy relationship with food, and this isn't just obese people. This is also people of all weights. Like, but it's more obvious with obese people that you have an unhealthy relationship with food. You're using food to cope with something else that is going on way deeper. So I think that's a problem. And I also think, though, too, that yes, there are a million different body types. Morbidly obese is not a body type. You can be thicker, you can be bigger boned, you can be overweight for what the standard is.
And so that are might you going to say something? Type. I mean, you're being really nice about this, and I respect where you're coming from, giving all that background. But if you I was, get to the point, if, are you going to say something to your friend that's morbidly obese?
A friend, yes. A coworker that I'm not friends with,
no.
No, absolutely
really?
Not. No.
It, no, is that because you're like, I don't want them to get the job, I want the job?
No, because it's rude.
It's not my place. It's none of my business.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it off this morning with Jane. Hey, Jane, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good here. Okay, now this woman has a situation where apparently their line of work, it is physical appearance and first impression based, and she's kind of wondering if she should tell her friend, like, hey, you being morbidly obese is holding your career back.
So I am also a woman that is overweight, and I think it's just important for everyone to remember that fat people know that they're fat, and you never need to tell them. Like, the world is telling them this all the time, so it's like, you're not going to be giving her new information by telling her that there could be health problems with her weight and that people aren't necessarily going to want to promote her or do that. Like, this is not going to be new information. So I would suggest that she not say anything.
Okay.
What do you think it would help? Obviously, not you're aware of what you look like, everything like that. But do you think it would help as a friend to be like, hey, you know, you have gained 100 pounds in the past 6 months or year, whatever it was, like, is everything okay? Is there, you know, do you need to talk?
You could have, if you're truly friends, I think you can have a conversation of, are you okay? But again, this person knows that they've gained 100 pounds. Like, this is, it's their own body, right. And they know. And I think that,
do you think that they could be ignoring something else going on?
If your career, it might be, you know, something where she would want to find a different job. I think there could be other things going on, you know, depression, mental issues, and, you know, that's definitely something that's prevalent, right. But I don't think framing it as about weight is going to be helpful.
Got it.
All right. I mean, like, listen, I'm the fat guy, and I feel like I'm on my own little island here with this. Of course, if you're fat, you know that, but maybe they don't realize that it's affecting them, like, advancing. Like, what if it was that way for radio? I mean, like, I like where I'm at in my career, and I'm very happy and thankful. But let's say I wanted to be in New York, which is the number one radio market, if you didn't know that. And I had a chance, but it's like, oh, we really wanted to hire Joe, but he's too fat for New York. Like, for example, like, and maybe would that help if somebody told me that?
I feel like it would. Like, if someone told me I never wear makeup, I very, very seldomly wear makeup to work and to meetings just because, like, we're not required to. We can wear our pajamas to work.
Yeah, we're going to change that, actually. We've been talking about that rule.
If I had higher ups that were talking behind my back and saying, yeah, Liv is hurt, she's ugly, if she doesn't start wearing more makeup to work and look more presentable, then she's not going to advance. I would want one of you guys to tell me.
Okay, well, listen, we had a talk. your review's coming up. The makeup's the number one thing. Let's go to Adrian. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, well, I hate to fuel this fire because I already kind of see where this conversation is going, but we need to take a step back and see that someone's approached someone about wanting to talk about a female body. Like, we never, ever as a society would have talked about the morbidly obese man, but of course we have to focus on women's bodies constantly. It's so ridiculous. If that's not someone who you love, don't.
Thank you for calling in. Seems like you're a little passionate about that one right there. No, we appreciate it. Let's wrap things up with Pamela. Hey, Pamela, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Would you tell them or not?
I would absolutely not tell them. And I think that the person that wants to tell them only wants to tell them because they feel like guilty. They feel some sort of guilt because they obviously feel the same way. But that's, telling them is not for them. It's for you. It's so that you don't feel bad.
But what if she gets fired or what if she doesn't get promotions because of her weight? Wouldn't you want to know that?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a big person, too. I weigh 300 pounds. I know what I look like, and I know how the world works. I know that if you're, you know, especially in a job situation, if you're thinner, you're going to do different things. You're going to be able to do different things than I can do.
Right.
But either way, I don't want somebody who is not my friend that I know telling me anything about my weight.
No, but
because I see myself every day.
This person was her friend. That's the whole point, is that this person is her coworker
and a friend. Yeah.
I guess if you're a close friend and you genuinely feel like if this is like they're talking behind your back, that might be different. But I personally would rather not, no one tell me that. I already know what I look like. I already know my limitations. I know that there are things that I'm not going to get because I don't look a certain way. And having someone else tell me that is probably just going to hurt my feelings.
Right.
I think if I'm asking you those questions, if I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, I've had this job forever and I'm not going anywhere. Why do you think is,
yeah.
Then maybe that's different. Maybe that person doesn't even want to move up. Maybe that person doesn't even want that job.
That's so interesting. See, like, I'm going to be totally transparent as we wrap this up here. If you couldn't get through, by the way, Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook, just search for Radio Now and give us a like. For me, like, if it was like me and Porkchop, we were competing for something, I wouldn't tell him anything if that was the case, but I would like totally try to fatten him up. Like, oh man, like get him fatter than me.
Right.
So he'd have no chance of getting the job.
I would
sabotage him.
Well, we got a Facebook message from Rhonda who says that she's a hiring manager and that she actually likes to promote fat people because she knows that they're always going to be down to take an extra long lunch.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, dumb people, it's time to hear your story. It's time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Two North Virginia women were involved in an altercation leading to one of them getting arrested, and it all started over a little bit of dog doo-doo. Yup, here we go. One of the women was driving and saw the other lady walking her dog and then leaving the dog's poop and not picking it up. The driver approached the woman and asked her, "Hey, are you planning on picking up your dog's poop?" And that's when things escalated. At one point during the altercation, both women started recording each other. That's okay.
That's how you know stuff is about to escalate.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get you on camera.
Right.
I'm going to get you on camera. Oh,
Yep.
That's a classic move right there. Yeah. And the other woman knocked the phone from the driver's hand, hitting her on the back, and then taking off with the driver's phone and driving away. The dog owner called the police, but when they found the driver's phone in her home, they arrested the dog owner. No one is sure, by the way, if the dog poop that started this whole incident was ever even picked up.
What a crappy situation.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I don't know if they're as nervous as I am, which doesn't sound good. If you had like a surgeon and you were going in to have surgery, are you nervous? Yes, well, I am too. Uh-oh, that's not good. But no, joining us in studio this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show, let's give a warm welcome to Jeffrey and Brandy. They are getting married tomorrow. We're having a White Castle wedding. They are going to put a ring on it. We're talking about a chicken ring. And this is kind of cool. I don't even think Alex or Liv knew this, but there's actually a theme to tomorrow's wedding.
No way. What is it?
Batman.
No way.
Cool.
Now, whose idea was that?
Hey, Porkchop. Porkchop! Turn their mic on!
It is on.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is on.
Oh, it's weird. It's not working. It's muted or something. I can't hear him at all.
All right.
There we go. There we
We're
go.
A
Thank you.
Theme wedding. It was me and her idea, actually. We talked about it.
That's so awesome.
Everyone's going to dress up in costumes.
Aw.
So is that kind of like how you guys meet? Like, did you meet like at a Superman or like a Batman convention? Or how'd you choose it as a theme?
She loves Batman.
Okay, so it's your favorite thing, Brandy.
Yes. A couple years ago when I was teaching, we had Superhero Day, and I made a Robin costume. And anytime that somebody says super, like superhero, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to be a Robin. And you guys sprung this on us like we didn't think that we would win. And we didn't have time to go dress shopping. So I was like, we got to be Batman and Robin. No questions asked.
No, that's perfect, though. That's going to be really fun right
now. Well, you seem pretty prepared because you can't see her. But Brandy, you look so cute because you have all your bridal gear on. Like, she's got a little white jacket that says bride and a shirt that says bride. So you are bridled out. Like, you're ready for tomorrow, it looks like.
Yes, I've been ready.
Oh, that's so cute. So tell us about your how you met story.
It was in middle school.
Okay.
Yeah, we met during a tornado drill, actually.
Ooh, okay, I'm very interested in this already.
Alex loves tornadoes, too, so this is great.
I used to want to be a storm chaser when I was little.
Well, she was sitting across from me, and I was, like, trying to get her attention, and she was, like, giving me the cold shoulder, rolling her eyes. She actually just came from
a private Christian school.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, so then actually I got her in trouble that day because I was trying to talk to her. And from then we just hit it off. We started dating, and then we went our separate ways in life after that.
Okay, so you started dating in middle school.
Uh-huh.
You became like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes.
And then you were boyfriend and girlfriend for how long before you broke up?
Till ninth grade.
Oh, my gosh. That's
long. Holy cow. Yeah, and teenage middle school years, that's a lifetime.
And so how did you find your way back to each other? Because you broke up for a little while, and then how'd you get back together?
Jeffrey always kept tabs on me. Like, I remember taking a math final in college, and, like, I still have the conversation. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm trying to finish this math final. Like, I just hate this. And he's like, oh, just get up, take a break, tell yourself you can do it. But then, like, he would see my parents in the most random places, like in Seymour. They would run into each other at Walmart. So he would always ask how I was. And then I moved back home, and my mom seen him across the street of our neighborhood and ran across the street and was like, Jeffrey, Brandy moved back home. Give me your number.
Oh, so mom was the facilitator.
Mom was the matchmaker here. Okay.
And so when I got back from the gym, my mom was like, Brandy, I got a number. And I was like, Mom, I can do this by myself. My feelings are hurt. I don't need your help. So I called him. And ever since then, it's just, we've just been together ever since that day.
Oh, that's so cute. Congratulations. So Joe is going to marry you.
Yeah, I am excited. I've married one couple, and it's as far as I know, they're still together. I haven't checked, but I haven't heard they've been divorced. So I'm one for one, guys.
Joe, I think you should dress up as that penguin guy.
Yes.
We don't have him yet.
We don't have a penguin.
Yes.
Oh, because I'm the fat guy? Yes. No. Oh, my God. Here's my thing. I'm so afraid. I'm like, what the heck am I going to dress up as? I mean, I have a suit, but how do I dress up like the penguin? What do? I got to have the nose.
Yeah, you got to have the nose. And also, doesn't he wear like a tuxedo or something? Yes. Or what does he wear?
He walks with a gimp as well.
Well, I used to do that until I hit my hip replace, so I can do that.
He has like one eyeglass.
Ma'am, little monocle, see? I'm the penguin here.
Perfect. See, you just got to go get those couple things, go to Party City.
Yes, have Lindsay put pale makeup on your face and like red lipstick because he has super red lips, right, too? I think because he's always eating fish. He's always eating fish.
They look like they have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're the Batman experts.
Yeah, no.
He's not eating fish.
We're lost
the
now.
The penguin,
Liv.
Dude?
Liv is trying to make everything healthy.
Fish?
She's like, no, he's having a lot of salmon.
I
it's good for him.
Right. Pieces
no,
of fish.
Just because penguin eats fish doesn't mean that penguin eats fish.
Dang it. I thought I was really on to something.
There's a part in the old Batman.
Yeah,
movie
this
where
is
where
like the
like
old,
eating.
Old Batman yes. with Danny DeVito.
Yes. Yes.
See?
And there's like a part where he
where
okay.
he's eating fish.
Okay, all right. Well, then Liv's going to get to marry you. She'll be the penguin. Maybe you can just come and be a penguin. Like, you can be in a penguin suit for me and just
okay, maybe.
Be my sidekick. I just noticed right now, Jeffrey, did you get your, is that a Batman logo?
Hey, if you actually look at it, I got the Batman logo right here.
In your hair?
Get up and turn for a second.
Let me show you.
Check that out, Alex. In his hair.
Oh, yes. It says POW. It's like comic book.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it says POW. You've got the bat symbol, and then you have, what is that?
Robin.
Oh, the R for Robin. That's
oh,
what it is. I can see it now. Yes.
Batman and Robin.
Precious.
So I'm
that's
actually
so
going
cute.
To go get it colored tomorrow morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my hair dyed.
I don't know what that's like because I'm bald over here, but it seems like it's amazing.
This is great. Liv will have to take a really good close-up picture of your hair, and she can put it on her Instagram story at Joan Alex Show for people to see because that's pretty dope.
Okay, so are you guys going into this? Any last thoughts? I mean, this is your last day as two separate people. I mean, you're going to commit to each other for the rest of your lives. Are we sure about this?
Oh, yeah.
It's about time.
Aww.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. We're so excited. Hey, thank you so much, Jeffrey and Brandy, for coming on in. Tomorrow we are going to get them married. It's going to be awesome, and it's going to be a Batman-themed wedding. We'll get this photo up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram because Jeffrey's hair looks awesome, and both of your shirts look really great, too. This seems like it's going to be a really fun time having
match
that
made
White
in
Castle
heaven.
Wedding. I just want the sliders. I'm so excited. That's how they're paying me. Sliders! Chicken rings! Okay. I won't do that at the wedding, I promise.
Oh, you can. It's fine.
Okay, cool. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Yeah. Friday, feeling good now. Come on now. Hey. Yeah. Thank God the weekend is almost here.
Oh my gosh. I need this weekend so bad.
Not that I am like struggling to pay my bills or anything, but do you know, Pork Chop, if we got paid today or if we get paid Monday? Like, when do we get paid?
I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Alex, you always get paid ahead because you've got some illegal government activity or something.
I do not. I have, you know what I have? I bank with USAA and I always get paid first.
Oh, sure. That's what it is. So anyways, did you get paid yet?
Let me look.
Because Daddy needs his money.
Let me see. I'm opening my app.
I haven't gotten paid. If that makes-
and if you did, how much was deposited in there?
Ooh, stop it. I don't know why you're so fascinated by how much I make. You probably make
know.
The same.
I
got
so
paid.
Bad.
Yes, we get paid tomorrow. Hell yeah, pimpin'. I like that. So, now that we're all rich, what's everybody doing this weekend?
You know my little redheaded friend, Lauren?
Oh, yes.
Reba I always Jr. talk about her. She's my closest friend here where we live.
She's her only friend. I'm just kidding.
Oh!
She's my first friend I made here when I moved here. It's her birthday weekend, so Ooh. We are getting blowouts and going out for her birthday, so I'm excited about that. Aww. And then I'm going to go see Us, the movie, tonight, which I'm very excited about.
Now, when you go to the salon, like, if you get a blowout, is that called, like, a blowy, or, like, what do you tell the person you need?
A blowy.
It's just called a blowout. Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't have hair, so I don't know.
Like, yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Just wondering. So you two are going to go see the movie. I hope you actually enjoy it. I really do, because you've been so hyped about it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you on Monday what I think, if it was actually good or not.
That was like one of the most genuine moments I feel like that's ever happened on this show.
Why?
What?
Joe being like, I really do hope you enjoy it, because like you have been really excited about it. That was so genuine.
I hope I do too. I want to see the movie, because the soundtrack is going to be fire.
So
I got five on
that
it.
That just scares me. Okay, I really need one of you guys on the show, someone, to give me at least like $5.
I don't.
Why?
I can Venmo it.
Well, you're getting paid.
No, I know, but here's my problem.
Don't you have Apple on your phone? Do you have the Apple cards loaded in?
No,
Apple Pay?
I don't have Apple Pay on my phone. For someone who's all about protect your stuff.
Well, lots of people do.
That's
I
like
don't.
An easy way to get hacked, but I'm not kidding. I will Venmo you right this second.
Wait,
any
why don't
cash
I just,
that you give me.
I'll go with you.
Perfect. Oh, gosh.
You're going to take money from him?
I know.
Wow. That's like taking money from a homeless person.
It's fine. No, I've got $100 to last me till tomorrow.
Do you have Venmo?
Yeah, but actually, I was going to suggest, do you want to like go get a beer and watch some games?
I would love to.
And then we could go work out.
Okay, see, but here's the thing. I need to figure out exactly my plans today, but I would love to go and like get lunch with you.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say too much pork chop for one day.
Yeah,
no,
that is a
no,
lot.
Not
a lot.
Pork chop, but I need to figure there were some talks about maybe like me and my boyfriend Joel Daddy going down to his parents today, but not until later.
Oh.
But let's get lunch. We'll figure it out. So I don't know if I'm going to actually be working out today. It's hard to work out with all these games going on.
That's fine. So we could still maybe do a game and I'll still help you with your gas.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
And then we'll leave the working out maybe to like later this weekend, maybe Sunday when games slow down.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
So what do you got going on, Porkchop, besides all those ideas?
I don't know. I guess that's it. I might hang out with Liv. I'm kind of excited because I don't know if I'm allowed to bring this up or not, but Alex might be hanging out with Hot Baby this weekend.
Guess we'll find out.
Oh, my God. Why do you like this guy so much?
I don't know. It's fascinating. I'm excited for her, you know? I feel bad. And
don't
let
him know where you live. He's going to stand outside of your apartment.
Oh, my goodness.
Pants down to the ground.
That's sick.
She needs some love, so... Yeah.
And I'm going to give it to her.
No, Hot Baby is.
No, she's waiting until she's married.
I'm like, give her love. I don't know what kind of love you're talking about.
You guys.
Live.
I don't know.
I got to go find how to become the penguin now because I've got my White Castle wedding tomorrow with Brandy and her man, Jeffrey. It's going to be going on, and I'm excited for that. I married a couple 1 year ago, and as far as I know, they're still together, so I feel like
I'm... Yeah, but let's not do what you did to that couple, which is after the wedding, you said, so you guys want to hang out?
What?
Yeah, I've been really awkward with that.
He went on the honeymoon?
Well, he asked if he could.
Wow. Well, I didn't want to go like to see him consummate the marriage.
Don't do that now.
Okay, cool. Well, everybody have a fun weekend. Be safe. I'm going to be crazy busy, though. Tonight, hopefully I'll see some people out for Kelly Clarkson. Then on Sunday, my wife got Pacers tickets, so we're going to go see the Pacers. Then on Monday, I'm already tired of thinking about this. On Monday, I'm going to go see Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to be sitting next to each other?
I don't think.
Okay, I'm on
She's
the
like,
stage.
She's like, I hope not.
No, I think I'm going to be on top of Lucas Oil Stadium. Are you all right?
You bought your tickets. What? I didn't, so I think that we wouldn't be sitting next to each other.
I have good seats, though. Thank God for once.
Yeah, you probably have better seats than me.
That's cool. What are you smiling about, poor chap? What?
I'm literally imagining, like, what are the odds if you guys got a seat next to each other?
Well, it does usually happen when you get them from the same place.
Yeah,
so, like, if we both got them from the label, obviously we work together, they're going to be next to each other. That's how it works. But
if we got tickets from our bosses, I mean, we give listeners good tickets, but if they were for us, like, hey, we're going to put you guys on top of the retractable ceiling for Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, he'll have better seats than me because he bought his, and I, like, last minute pulled some strings to find some.
Porkchop looks really funny right now, and I'm going to post a picture to our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show if you guys want to see his funny stance. I love you, Porkchop. I'm laughing with you.
I didn't do my hair today.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
We didn't want to say anything, but yeah. Well, Alex, enjoy your weekend in that
Thanks.
Movie.
Thanks. You guys enjoy your weekends, too.
All right. Alex of the Web Girl, producer, Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.